Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak, of course, one of the more interesting parshios in Sefer Bamidbar, unique because it speaks totally from the perspective of somebody on the outside of Am Yisrael looking inside. So we begin with Balak's big fear he sees the nation of Am Yisrael coming, and he sees that they've overtaken his great big energy protectors, Sichon and Og, and so he realizes he needs to figure some other system out. Vayishlach malachim al Bilam ben Beor. So we're told he sends messages to Bilam ben Beor. Now Bilam is identified as HaRasha, and yet at the same point in time he's recognized as a Navi. So was his appearance that of a Rasha or that of a Navi? So Rosh Hashanah would often point out to us that in Pirkei Avos we never contrast Avram Avinu and Bilam HaRasha. Instead we contrast the students of Avram and the students of Bilam. And the reason, Rosh Hashanah told us, is because many of the differences were not so apparent in the people themselves, but were more apparent in their students. There are many who chose to dress the part, but they're not internally consistent. And when choosing a teacher, one doesn't look at the outward appearance. He or she looks at the students, who are the best reflection of the Rebbe's true qualities. That said, a person also has to remember that not every person who calls himself a student of the Rebbe has a right to identify himself as the shining example. There are people I know in the kashrus industry, for instance, who claim to be, the students of Rav Moshe Feinstein, but they don't know the first aleph base about kashrus. Rav Moshe Feinstein was a top-level posek hador. Somebody who goes to a school in fourth and fifth grade doesn't have a right to say that he's the Rosh Yeshiva's Talmud. He's right to say, I learned in the yeshiva at one point in time, but not that I am a Talmud. When we speak about Talmidav Shel Bilam HaRasha, we're talking about those who have imbibed the entirety of their Torah. We speak about the Talmidim of Avram Avinu, we're talking about those who had enough time to sit down and truly take in that which the Rebbe had to offer. So, of course, what happens? Bilam is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to go. And lo so lechem ohem lo so oras am ki baruch hu. Now, if the people are coming later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes, and he tells them, tells Bilam, im lekro lecha bawa an Hashem kum lechitam. Right? If the people are coming, and the Mefarshim explain that if they're coming for your benefit, then go with them. Now, first Hashem tells Bilam, don't go. Then Hashem changes his mind. And Rashi, of course, tells us the difference seems to be based on whether Bilam will make a profit here. So is Hashem really concerned about Bilam's livelihood? So Rosh Hashanah Schwab Zatzal explains that the difference was one of Lishma. When people are willing to do something altruistically, it has quite a lot of energy to it. When the motivation is one of the almighty dollar, it loses its potency. And that's what Hashem was telling Bilam. If you're going for your own hatred, then you can't go. However, once you're going just for kavod, your words are going to be meaningless anyway, so it's not going to make much of a difference. We know in ourselves as well, when we are motivated by a mission, so then that mission has energy. But when we're motivated by what we will gain out of the mission, so then all of a sudden the mission falls apart. And this is something for us to keep in mind as well. So, of course, we're told by Ashkim Bilam Baboker, by Yachaboshes Asono, Bilam dresses, gets up and he dresses his donkey. And Rashi explains that Bilam's getting up earlier was preempted by Avram Avinu, who did the same thing at the time of Akedas Yitzchak. What's the connection between Bilam and Avram in this regard? Sir Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explains that this Rasha tried to claim that he was better than the Jews who don't serve Hashem in the same way that they take care of their own needs. But the answer preceded the question. Hashem told Bilam that Avram Avinu preceded him. And Avram was ready to be embarrassed personally in order to promote Kavod Shamayim. So we're then told that Bilam has his whole back and forth between himself and the Malach, and he says, Chatasi, I sinned. Now why does Bilam say he sinned when the Malach rebuked him if he didn't even know that the Malach was standing there? How could you sin if you don't know and see that the Malach was standing opposite you? So Chaim Zanzer Zatzal explained that not knowing is a sin in and of itself. Everyone makes mistakes, but when it negatively impacts others, then claiming I didn't know is not really an ideal excuse to say, therefore, I don't have to apologize. And then, of course, Bilam begins his presentation and his brachos to Am Yisrael. He refers to them as Hein Am Kalavi Yakum. The Kari is Nasai. He says, behold, it's like a nation that arises like a lioness, and it raises itself like a lion. The praise of Bilam here is indicative of Bnei Israel's prowess in battle. However, Rashi notes that the praise here is also of the people who rise to grab every mitzvah on time, including tzitzis and tefillin and kriyas shema. In fact, the late great tzaddik Rav Ozer Glickman, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, noted that there's a deeper connection here. The Torah is reminding us of our need to recapture the sense of doing mitzvos with heroic valor that's associated with it. Torah life is not something we escape to. It's something which we elevate our lives toward. We need to rise like lions to serve Hashem as a part of the path of life. And then we're told, Lo hi bit aven bi Yaakov lo ra'a amal bi Yisrael. He sees no iniquity in Yaakov. He sees no amal. Rashi explains, what's amal? Amal refers to sin because it's laborious to sin in Hashem's eyes. It usually refers to labor. Amelus, amel, is work. So Rav Volpe Zatzal explains that people relate to sin and mitzvah differently. When it comes to mitzvah performance, we tend to be somewhat lethargic, but we seem to always have energy to sin. Hashem sees it in the opposite. Deep down, we know that every mitzvah is worth more than diamonds. The difficulty we have when it comes to learning, davening, or any other mitzvah is the result of ignoring that which we know to be true, and we need to rise up. So, of course, after all these brachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset and changes all the words. But after every klala gets turned into a bracha, Balak gets upset at Pilam and he sends him home. The pasuk ends there and says, "Vayakam Bilam, v'gam Balak halach ledarka." Bilam got up, and then Balak went back as well. And Rav Gifta Zatzal pointed out that even after the entire experience, nothing changed. Both Bilam and Balak went back home to where they came from, and they went away unchanged. And that's the difference with us. We have a responsibility to go through life and to be changed, to become something as a result of our experiences, to know that they impact us. Finally, in the Haftorah, which comes from Micha, and it's so deep this week, even up until the last words, which are often misinterpreted, Vatznei Alachasim Elokacha. The Haftorah tells us, Vashlach lefanechas Moshe Aaron and Miriam, and Rav Yosef Carmel Shalita, the famous Rosh Kolel in Mevatzeret Zion, notes that the contrast of Miriam versus that of Paro and Bilam. While Paro and Bilam use their voices to murder and destroy, Miriam uses hers to advise and to create belief. In our lives, we have to make sure that the way we use our voices, the way we use the choice of tone we use to speak, whether it's speech that is utilized and words coming out of our mouths or words coming out of our thumbs, has to be something that directs us in a positive direction. If we have the ability to do so, we will be like Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, as opposed to those of Talmidei Bilam. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the wisdom to be from B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and bring us all a Shabbat Shalom to all.